Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 29th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the now bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange, who was convicted of defrauding customers, investors, and lenders of $11 billion, was sentenced to 25 years in federal prison by U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan on Thursday. Bankman-Fried was convicted on 7 fraud and conspiracy counts back in November. There are serious consequences for defrauding customers and investors, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a statement. Anyone who believes they can hide their financial crimes behind wealth and power or behind a shiny new thing they claim no one else is smart enough to understand should think twice. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman is reporting that Apple will launch new iPads in early May. Expected are a new iPad Pro with an OLED display and faster iPad Air, including a 12.9-inch model for the first time in that lineup. Gurman said earlier this month that new tablets would launch alongside the M3 MacBook Air, but now reports Apple's release schedule was pushed back to finish working on the device's software and ironing out the kinks from the complex new manufacturing techniques they require. Meta is preparing to sunset Facebook News in early April for users in the U.S. and Australia after shutting down the feature in the U.K., France, and Germany last year. Users will still be able to view links to news articles, and news organizations will still be able to post and promote their stories and websites. But Meta will no longer recommend news as the company tries to scale back news and political content on its platform, following years of criticism about how it handles misinformation and whether it contributes to political polarization. 4 school boards in Canada have sought more than $4 billion Canadian or $2.96 billion U.S. in damages from social media platforms, including Snap and Meta, in a lawsuit alleging products from those social media platforms harm students. 4 school boards in Canada have sought more than $4 billion Canadian or $2.96 billion in the U.S. in damages from social media platforms, including Snap and Meta, in a lawsuit alleging products from those social media platforms harm students. Products are negligently designed for compulsive use, have rewired the way children think, behave, and learn. A joint statement from the Toronto District School Board, Peel District School Board, Toronto Catholic District School Board, and Ottawa Charlton District School Board said. YouTube is launching a members-only version of Shorts, allowing creators to share short-form videos exclusively with their paying viewers. Subscribers will get access to additional content as well as their current membership perks, including custom emojis, badges, live streams, and more. The launch comes after TikTok opened a subscription offering to more creators earlier this month. A study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences has found that an AI model used for healthcare-related tasks was more than 3 times less predictive for depression when applied to Black people who use Meta platforms as compared to A study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences has found that an AI model used for healthcare-related tasks was more than 3 times less predictive for depression when applied to Black people who use Facebook than for white people. Race seems to have been especially neglected in work on language-based assessment of mental illness, the authors of the U.S. study wrote in their report. This study highlights the risk of training AI models for healthcare-related tasks without data from diverse racial and ethnic groups. A new landing page on Google's Android website has a section describing the benefits of RCS and notes that Apple will be adopting RCS in the fall of 2024. Apple announced back in November that RCS would be coming to the iPhone later this year. It's not clear, however, if Google has inside knowledge of the timing of the release or if it is assuming that Apple's later this year timeline will correspond to the release of iOS 18, which is due in the fall of this year. Amazon announced Thursday a new app that will allow Amazon One users to register their palms from their mobile devices for the service's palm recognition checkout feature. Instead of signing up for Amazon One at a physical retail location, users can now download the Amazon One app and take a photo of their palm. Once they create an online profile and add a payment method, the user's palm is added to the system and can be used for payment, entry, age verification, and loyalty rewards at hundreds of stores, stadiums, airports, fitness centers, and more. And finally, X is testing not safe for work adult communities, according to screenshots provided to TechCrunch by Daniel Buchek, a researcher at Watchful, a Tel Aviv-based competitive intelligence firm that analyzes app development and performance. The addition to the communities feature would allow X users to create groups for non-safe for work material. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.